From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The president's top national security advisors met today to discuss the response to the situation in Libya. NPR's Maura Liasson reports.
There was a principals meeting at the White House where the director of the CIA, the secretary of state, and top military officials met to discuss what to do next to stop Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi from using violence against his own people. The president has been criticized by Democrats and Republicans for not showing enough leadership on the issue. But White House Press Secretary Jay Carney defended the U.S. response, pointing out that the administration has frozen Libyan assets, backed U.N. sanctions, sent humanitarian aid, and is now considering a no-fly zone.
There has never been a situation where the international community, with leadership by the United States, has acted as quickly as it has to respond to this kind of situation.
President Obama is wary of getting too involved in Libya because he doesn't want to inflame anti-American sentiment in the Muslim world. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
In Wisconsin, Republican lawmakers have managed to end run around Democrats who fled that state. Lawmakers, in essence, voting to eliminate collective bargaining rights for most state employees, even as Democrats remain out of state in an effort to prevent the vote. We get details from NPR's David Shaper.
Wisconsin Senate Republicans hastily created a conference committee where they amended Governor Scott Walker's so-called budget repair bill and removed all items relating to the budget, which would require 20 members, including at least one Democrat, for a vote. The bill now contains only the provisions eliminating nearly all collective bargaining rights for most public employees in the state, including teachers, prison guards, snowplow drivers, and home health care aides, among others. And with just the 19 Republicans present and none of the 14 Democrats, the bill passed on an 18-1 vote. The Senate Democrats say they will now return to Madison to try to fight the move as the state assembly takes up the measure in the morning. David Shaper, NPR News.
The FBI has arrested a man with neo-Nazi ties in connection with the attempted bombing on Martin Luther King Day in Spokane. Jessica Robinson of Northwest News Network reports agents arrested the man today in rural Stevens County, Washington.
36-year-old Kevin William Harpum is accused of attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and possession of an unregistered explosive device. It's the first arrest in the case of an unexploded backpack bomb left on the route of Spokane's Martin Luther King Day parade. U.S. Attorney Mike Ormsby says federal, state, and local investigators have spent the last month and a half sifting through clues in the case.
They followed literally thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of leads in arriving at the point where we could identify a suspect that we felt we had probable cause to arrest.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says in 2004, Harpum was a registered member of the National Alliance, a prominent neo-Nazi group. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down a point today. You're listening to NPR. President Obama's top national security advisors met at the White House today to consider the situation in Libya, including a possible decision on whether the U.S. should further intervene there. They've been focusing on that section of the country in terms of dealing with turmoil. The latest meeting comes as Libyan leaders continue to respond militarily against rebels who've been trying to move on the Libyan capital. Actor Mel Gibson has agreed to a plea deal that will help him escape more serious charges that could have landed him behind bars. And NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has that story.
An ongoing investigation into whether Gibson hit former live-in girlfriend Oksana Grigorieva will end if, as expected, Gibson agrees to plead guilty to a misdemeanor count of domestic violence. In doing that, the star of the Lethal Weapon franchise will have to agree to counseling but will avoid a more serious charge and jail time. He's scheduled to appear in court on Friday. The actor's attorney has released a statement saying Gibson wanted the case resolved quickly for the sake of his children. He has seven older children with his estranged wife and a toddler daughter with Grigorieva. They've been battling over a custody agreement for her. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Mexican telecommunications magnate Carlos Slim has retained his title as the world's richest man, worth an estimated $74 billion. Where, according to Forbes, there has been a shift in the number of billionaires in recent years. Moscow is now home to the most billionaires, 79, followed by New York with 58. Over the magazine says China nearly doubled the number of billionaires that reside in that country to 115. Businesses boosted their inventories in January, the latest sign many companies are beginning to anticipate further recovery in the economy. Commerce Department reports that total inventories at the wholesale level rose 1.1% to $436 billion, the biggest increase in 14 months. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for